The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 63 of Spur of the Moment.
Episode 63 coming at you straight from Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas. We told you with our last one, our draft recap, that if something crazy happened, we would do another episode. And guess what? Something crazy did happen. The best player off last year's San Antonio Spurs team and all-star pick, DeJounte Murray, got traded to the Atlanta Hawks for 3 draft picks and the option to swap a draft pick as well. They got the 2023 draft pick from the Hawks via the Charlotte Hornets. So it's really where the Hornets fall. It's protected, so if the Hornets fall in the lottery, which after Mr. Miles Bridges getting into some trouble, they may fall in that lottery and that pick may drop. But the Spurs got a lot of draft capital. Then after that, they got the 2025 pick. That's unprotected. So no matter what, they get that pick. And the 2027 pick, that's unprotected as well. Also in 2026, just depending on where the Spurs land and the Hawks land, they have the option to swap the pick. So if the Hawks finish with a worse record than the Spurs, 2026, the Spurs will get that pick. So the higher of those two picks. This is all in addition to the Spurs pick, which I think next year after the DeJounte Murray trade just got a lot higher as far as the lottery goes. But anyway, let's get into it. Drew, what are your initial thoughts about the DeJounte Murray to Atlanta Hawks trade?
Yeah, my initial thoughts is I was shocked. I checked ESPN and I saw DeJounte Murray on a Hawks jersey. And I was kind of sad because I had got a jersey of his. But other than that, it very surprised me. But I know that now we're going all in on the future. We're going to be probably the youngest team next year. And we're going to get a lot of picks. I don't think the Hawks picks are going to be good picks in 2027 and 2025 because they're going to have DeJounte Murray and Trae Young for probably a long time. So I wish we also could have got and maybe a younger player like a Kung Wu for the Hawks, but they didn't want to give him up, so we ended up getting Gallinari and 3 first-round picks. But, yeah, I wish we could have got a young player. But a trade that very surprised me. So what were your thoughts about it?
Well, and you mentioned about Danilo Gallinari that also got traded. The Spurs subsequently released him, and he's now been signed by the Boston Celtics. So Danilo Gallinari is obviously that part of the trade. They got that contract off the books. And my thoughts are, you know, I looked deep into it, and 2 things. Number one, 2 years ago, Drew for Christmas got a DeMar DeRozan T-shirt, I believe, or jersey. Was it a T-shirt or a jersey?
It was a jersey, I believe.
Yeah. So he got a DeRozan jersey. This year he got DeJounte Murray jersey. He gets traded. So the last 2 years, guys have been traded. So I think this year for Christmas, I'm going to get Drew a Doug McDermott jersey. Just to make sure that happens. But yeah, I actually, you know, hindsight being 2020, this is probably the highest that DeJounte Murray's stock will be.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's coming off an all-star performance. He had a great deal of improvement for the Spurs. He stepped up in a lot of big ways. But with that being said, a lot's been made of him being an all-star selection. He was an all-star. But let's look a little deeper into that. Was he an initial all-star selection?
No, he got in because somebody got COVID, I believe.
Right. So he kind of filled in. So he's coming off a great year. And I'm not trying to discount DeJounte Murray. I loved him to death. He was a great role model, a great Spurs player. I'm just saying his stock is high because he got selected to the All-Star team and he had a great year. So one of the weaknesses of DeJounte Murray, if you had to pick one weakness, Drew, what do you think his major weakness would be in your eyes?
Yeah, shooting threes, probably.
Probably shooting threes. So we get rid of a really talented guard. He's going to go have a chance to compete in the playoffs next year. But then we enter in to a full rebuild. Now we have, I don't know who the point guard is going to be, if it's going to be, there's been talk of Primo sliding in there. There's been talk of Trey Jones sliding in there. And there's also been talk of Primo, Trey Jones, and, Blake Wesley, the draft pick. And apparently Wesley's been really impressive in the practices. So there's a lot of options there for the Spurs picks and point guard selection. So you get rid of a guy who maybe isn't the best three-point shooter. Of course, he does a lot of other things. But now you've entered into the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes. Now, for those of you guys that don't know about Victor Wembanyama, let me fill you in just a little bit. He is projected to be the number one draft pick next year, standing at 7'3" and just a great presence for the game. He's from France. He played on Tony Parker's professional team based out of France. Drew, what are your thoughts about the Spurs being at the forefront of the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes?
Yeah. If we'd happened to get him, I would be very happy. He's one of the best prospects since LeBron James, 7'2", and from France. Not much people knew about him till this year, but he's definitely gonna get the first overall pick, no doubt about it. We just got to see what team gets it, and the Spurs are in the mix there of a team that could maybe get him.
Yep, and there was a picture with him and Jaden Ivey and Chet Holmgren. I don't know if you saw that, but it was after one of the games that they played against each other, and he towers over Holmgren. if Holmgren's really 7 foot, Wembanyama, that 7'3", is pretty accurate. He just looks like a larger human than him. So that could be the deal. The other thing is the number two pick in the draft, Scoot Henderson, is projected number two, I should say. He got out of high school early and played for the overtime G League Ignite, I believe. And anyway, Scoot Henderson is a real solid bet to be the number two pick. And he is a freak athlete. And at 18 years old last year in the G League, there was, I think, his second game overall, he put up like 32 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists as an 18-year-old playing all the grown men that are in the G League. So that's also there. And then Nick Smith, the guard from Arkansas. So my point being is, from the analyst, they said the 2023 draft is going to be top to bottom the deepest draft in years. And then now you have a talent like Wembanyama in that draft. So we obviously know the direction of the Spurs now. If they kept Murray, it could have been a slow build-up. I don't think we were looking at a top-six playoff spot. We might have looked at another play-in and another 10th to 12th draft pick, 9th to 12th draft pick, something like that. But the Spurs really kicked in the rebuild with the DeJounte Murray move. Also in that trade, Jock Landale got traded. He got shipped to the Atlanta Hawks as well, who then subsequently shipped him off to the Phoenix Suns. So Jock Landale will no longer be with us. All the while, we signed a guy that I was really impressed with, Mr. Zach Collins. We signed him, didn't we, to an extension recently?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I mean, we're loaded for the rebuild. We know who the roster is going to be, with the exception of some potential trade targets in the future. But, DeJounte Murray is out, and now it's up to the Spurs to find who the new point guard is for the 2022-2023 season. Also in other news, Lonnie Walker signed with the Lakers, and I actually listened to a national podcast. It might have been Bill Simmons, if I'm not mistaken, but they were talking about how they didn't like that move for the Lakers at all, and You know, Lonnie Walker, we know his inconsistencies. He wasn't just the strongest defensive player. Had some games where he would go off, but the consistency was always tough. But so Lonnie Walker's gone as well. So three members off of last year's team, DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, and Jock Landale, will no longer be with us. The three new people, Jeremy Sohan, Malachi Branham, and Blake Wesley, they'll be joining the party and should be make for an end. If you're a Spurs fan, you definitely know there's a lot of interesting storylines that are really, really going and going strong. Drew, let's talk about some potential trades for the Spurs or some players that you could see going in the future or maybe during the offseason or even during the season.
Yeah, so a couple of those guys is Josh Richardson. What I'm actually surprised that he's still on the roster. Also, Doug McDermott, he's still on the roster. And Joachim Poeltl, I think all three of those guys could get shipped here in the next week or so. If not, they'll probably get shipped in the season because I feel like we're going full rebuild mode. So Josh Richardson, Doug McDermott, and Joachim Poeltl are probably the three most likely guys to get shipped by the next week or the week after that or in the season.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All of those guys. I don't know if it's going to happen that soon. We'll see. But I do think by the time the trade deadline hits during the season, one, two, or maybe all three of those guys might be gone. And then it's full rebuild. And obviously it was with the blessing of Greg Popovich. So we know that, you know, he believes in this. And he called all the new players on the draft night to get them going. But anyway, that's going to be a fun year to watch the development of those guys. Jeremy Sohan, Malachi Branham, Josh Primo. There's a lot of interesting development that are going to be made as the Spurs move forward with this rebuild. That brings us to the next segment of our show. This is the question of the day. This question comes from Juan in Somerset, Texas. Juan's question was, guys, why did we trade our best player? Drew, I'll let you take that and I'll follow up.
Yeah, so I think the reason why we traded our player is our best player, DeJounte Murray, is number one, he's at the highest value he'll ever be. He has 2 years left on his contract, and he just made the All-Star team, like you said. So he's definitely at the highest value he's going to be at. And the other reason is he probably wasn't going to accept the extension that he was going to get. It was very unlikely that he will, and he probably made that clear to the Spurs organization that he wasn't going to re-sign it. So the Spurs went out and got a couple of guards in the draft to be DeJounte Murray's, fill DeJounte Murray's role, but not fully, but DeJounte Murray was probably not going to accept the extension, and he's at his highest value. So those are the two reasons why I think we traded our best player, DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, and, you know, to put that in perspective, DeJounte was a 29th pick in the draft. And most likely, the three picks that we get from him are all going to be higher to add on to a rebuilding team. So, you know, I totally get it from a business standpoint. You know, sometimes we fall in love with players as fans and, you know, we want them to stick around forever. But where the Spurs were, you know, they were kind of in NBA purgatory. They were in the middle of the pack. You know, they weren't the worst team and they weren't the best team. And so they were kind of lingering around that draft pick. But if you really want to make big moves, you know, you're going to have to get a great generational talent draft pick, i.e. Tim Duncan, David Robinson type. Going to have to get somebody like that. And those of you that, you know, I get it. DeJounte Murray was fun to watch, very talented player, but let's make no mistake about it. He's not a generational talent, at least not right now. It's not a guy that is one that's going to carry you to the promised land by himself. And so we're going to need to get some players like that can step in and fill in. And, you know, that's where the future's headed. We'll get to see. I guarantee the one thing about being a Spurs fan during this time is there's always a storyline. You know, you got – There's going to be guys develop that you were shocked to see develop. There's going to be guys that maybe didn't pan out how we expected them to. And then there's going to be surprises, guys that you're like, man, I didn't see that coming. So a lot of that's going to happen. Now we have draft capital. So we are loaded for the next 5 or 6 years with draft picks. And depending on how we we finish out next year, which we won't get into big time predictions now, but I don't see us not being in the top five worst teams next year with the upgrades that other people got and what we lost. It's going to be really, really hard. That doesn't mean I hate on the Spurs. It's just what I see. And I think the front office kind of sees that window as well. I think next year's draft will be really interesting to follow. So why do we trade our best player? It's with the Spurs are playing the long game right now. It's not the short game where you're just looking for a piece to add on to a team that's close to a championship and whatnot. It's a team that is now a full-on tear down and rebuild and make it right. Thanks for your question, Juan. All right, so let's talk about the upcoming game. Drew, what do you want to talk about on what's going on July 8th at 4 p.m.?
Yeah, on July 8th at 4 p.m., we're going to get to see our rookies play and our second-year players play in the first summer league game, and I am very excited about July 8th to see Dominic Smith, Malachi Branham, Jeremy Sochan, and Blake Wesley all show their talents at the summer league level. I think they could have a good summer league. So very excited for July 8th. I think Jeremy Sochan is going to play a big role if he plays Dominic Smith. So very excited to see the summer league on July 8th.
Yeah, and, you know, it'll be really interesting. He was talking about Jeremy Sochan. He has COVID now, so he may not may not be ready by that point. Hopefully he is. We'd like to at least get a glimpse of him. But you'll get to see Primo. You'll get to see Wesley. You'll get to see Joe Wieskamp, last year's second-round pick. I believe Drew was talking about Dominic Barlow, not Dominic Smith. But
oh, my gosh.
No, it's all good. He's new blood. He's the guy they signed from Overtime Elite right after the draft. Barlow's listed at 6'10", 220. So he'll have an interesting role. And another guy that's really interesting that is going to be on that summer league team for me, just as a college basketball fan, Kyler Edwards, who used to play at my alma mater, Texas Tech, but then last year was on the University of Houston team that made a Final Four run. So Kyler Edwards is also going to be on that roster. So that'll be interesting to watch and see as it develops, of how many minutes he gets and with what comes of this team. So summer league is a good chance for the Spurs to get an extended look at guys in gameplay to see if they're going to fit on their G League team, if they're going to fit on their NBA roster, or if they're players that need to be cut, and which some of those guys, the NBA hopefuls, will get cut. It's just part of the business. So that'll be July 8th at 4 p.m. against the Cleveland Cavaliers, so it should be fun. Drew, who is the player? I mean, I know you mentioned Sochan earlier. Who's the player that you're most intrigued to see out of this summer league? Is it Sochan or is it somebody else?
Oh, yeah, Sohan's one of them, but also Malachi Branham. I'm excited to see his shooting skills and his passing skills and his defensive skills, because I think he can shoot the ball very well. So Malachi Branham is probably the most excited player to see. Also Dominic Barlow, Jeremy Sochan, Blake Wesley. I'm excited to see all the guys there at summer league on. So we'll see how everything goes and see Kyler Edwards also, because he went to Texas Tech. But yeah, I'm definitely very excited to see those players play.
Yeah, the one for me that I'm really looking at is I'm curious to see the role or how Josh Primo and Blake Wesley coexist. Like what is their role going to be? Who's going to be, you know, touching the ball the most? Who's going to be guiding the offense the most out of those two guys? But Wesley, the early returns from him in practice have been strong. And there were a couple boards that had both Wesley, Branham, and Sochan all in their top 16 draft picks. So the fact that the Spurs were able to get those guys at 20 and 25, that's exciting for the future. And ladies and gentlemen, summer league is one of the deals that when you're rolling in the Spurs like they were 10 years ago, where it was really good, you barely pay attention to the summer league. But when it's a full rebuild like this, these games become important because every bit you can kind of see, what is this guy going to bring to the table? How is he going to fit for us in the future? So guys, y'all are here at the beginning of the puzzle piece when all the puzzle pieces are poured out on the table. And we're going to get to learn a lot about the San Antonio Spurs here in the next few years as they develop and try to build this thing back right into a winner. So that's the end of our Spur of the Moment podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We told you we'd come at you with big news, and we have it. You know, Murray's gone. Lonnie Walker's gone. It's definitely an interesting time to be a Spurs fan, but the loyalists, loyal Spurs fans are here through thick and thin, and we're trusting in the front office. And, you know, I don't want to get into this way too much, but kind of all the fireworks started years ago, and I'm over it to a degree, but the Kawhi Leonard deal, you know, that really forced the Spurs' hand and forced them into not developing like they had, because they had to trade a piece, which they don't normally do. And long story short, this is the long road back from the Kawhi Leonard deal, and I think the Spurs as an organization are handling these waters well. I think Brian Wright has done a phenomenal job. I think if you just watch, the Spurs have a plan. You can see it's what direction it's going in. And anyway, it's going to be fun to see Spurs develop. Next step on our journey is the Spurs Summer League. What we're going to do is Drew's going to be Drew, you want to tell the audience where you're going to be here for the next week or so?
Yep, I'm going to be at Orlando, Florida at Disney World, be riding the rides and enjoying my time at Orlando, Florida. So I won't be back till July 11th.
Yep, so that's when we'll do our podcast. Drew's going to have a great time in Disney World. We would have got this podcast out earlier, but myself, I was in Mexico. So I was on a beach in Cozumel and took a cruise and had a lot of fun. So, but we tried to get it as quickly as we could, even though it's July 4th. And we hope everybody's having a good one. And we'll be back with you on July 12th to recap three of the Spurs Summer League games and kind of talk about what we saw and what happened with the Spurs and which direction they're going. Thanks for joining us. Drew, would you take us home, please, sir?
Yep, thank you, everybody, for listening to us again. And as always, go Spurs, go!